Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. Sometimes an aspiring writer struggling to find her voice gets extraordinarily lucky in the other writers she has early chances to study with. Such was my luck in learning from Jane Hirschfield, first at the Napa Valley Writers Conference and ever since. Jane's ethereal and often radiant, mysterious, and mystical poems, prose, and translations have appeared in 14 books and many journals. A chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, Hirschfield has received numerous awards, including the California Book Award, to name but one. She remains humble, accessible, aware, and we are all the luckier for it. Today's poem is Today, Another Universe, by Jane Hirschfield. Today, another universe. The arborist has determined. Senescence. Beetles. Canker. Quickened by drought. But in any case, not prunable, not treatable, not to be propped. And so. The branch from which the sharp-shinned hawks and their mate cries. The trunk where the ant, the red squirrel's 80-foot playground, the bark, cambium, pine sap, cluster of needles, the Japanese patterns, the ink net, the dapple on certain fish. Today, for some, the universe will vanish, first noisily, then just another silence, the silence of after. Once the theater has emptied, of bewilderment after the glacier, the species, the star. Something else in the scale of quickening things will replace it. This hole of light in the light, the puzzled birds swerving around it. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library. And this podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.